Dan and I wanted to talk about this topic of what it is to be a happily divorced man while you're still married. I came up with this idea that there's a guy who's happily not married and women love him. He's happily divorced and women are attracted to his magnetic and unapologetic energy of enthusiasm, his unapologetic sensuality and sexuality. He's disciplined, he's focused, he's consistent. He has an idea of who he is and what he is and why he is. He has a mission. He seems to be more engaged with the world than most people. And he just doesn't seem to give as many fucks as all the other married guys out there. In fact, his married friends, he tells them, you need to stop giving a fuck. And they don't know what he means by it. How can I stop giving a fuck? Well, there's a way to be like this when you're in relationship that is very healthy. It's not being an asshole, but it's actually the most available and the most loving and the most present you can be is when you're happy. Now, we nickname it the HDM. And in this article, I list 50 things. We'll look at some of these later. 50 traits of the happily divorced man.
A happily divorced man has stuff in his life which makes him happy. And you know, she is part of that, but he has many things. He's not just focused on the relationship, and so he's got a broader perspective. He can see the wood for the trees, if you may. And he knows he has a lot to give, right? And he's gone through that phase of recognizing there are things that I do or there are places that I go which don't feel good. And so what are the things that do make me feel good? And what if I was just to commit to that stuff? Because what's the worst that could happen? Well, I could end up feeling really good and my relationship's already struggling anyway. So if my relationship continues to struggle, at least I'm feeling good, right? That's the worst case that could happen with a happily divorced man. And we know very well that guys who do this, you know, go through this process that we take guys through in coaching, and get to the point of being secure in themselves actually allows the other people that they're in a relationship with to chill out, to relax, you know, to feel free to be themselves. And that actually really helps the other person to be more secure. Because a lot of the time in relationships when we're not getting on, it's two people who are insecure, two people who are trying to control each other in one way or another, get their needs met. Happily divorced man doesn't do that shit anymore.
So how can you do this? Why is it so hard, you think, Dan, that when we work with guys who do get divorced, but they become an HDM and they go, holy shit, my life has changed forever. And when we ask them, why do you think this was so hard to do 2 years ago when you first found out that things were trouble in your marriage? What do you hear when we ask, why is this so freaking hard to do when you're married?
Being able to even understand how you're feeling can be a basis for that question. I didn't know, right? All I knew was that I was feeling crap. And so I had to try and get something to make me feel better or do something to make me feel better. And most of the time that's looking at our external environment, our situation, our circumstances, our relationship, how somebody else is or isn't treating us. We're always bringing this back to your character, to your values, to your standards. Without having an understanding of what those are, it's very difficult to be able to let go of trying to control everything external to you.
There's a scarcity feeling of freedom. There's a scarcity mindset of independence. You're stuck here, right? I'm stuck here and I can't go anywhere. And so you'll see one of the things that we listed in those 50 things is that he has an abundance mindset, which is another way of saying, I got options. Sometimes we don't feel like we have options. The fear of divorce. You often hear us say that it is the absolute white-knuckled grip fear of divorce that causes divorce. The fear of not having options, the fear of being a man who has options, the fear of imagining yourself beyond this marriage is what caused you to be a dick in the marriage, right? And I started thinking about my ex-wife had been messing around with some boys, right? A lot of ours have emotional or physical affair, our wives do. And I realized that, of course, she's attracted to the guys who are divorced, the guys who are having fun, the guys who are spontaneous, the guys who are funny, the guys who don't give a fuck. She was attracted to that. And of course, as the guy I was critical of those guys. You know, I was also jealous that she was attracted to guys who seemed to have just more fun, and they were not as gripped as I was. So one of the number one causes of divorce is being afraid of divorce. So that's why I invented the happiness course. Adopt the mindset, the heart set. Adopt the habits and the routines and the attitude of a happily divorced guy. And you'll look in the mirror and you'll grin at yourself. You'll kind of dig yourself. How would an HDM handle this? And we want to hear the story of what your challenge is. And we want to hear what the challenge is, why you think it's so hard to be a happily divorced man in your relationship. Think about your life as a pie. To think about your life, different slices of pie. And because you're the creator of your life and nobody gets to tell you how big your pie is or what goes into your pie, you have a responsibility to define what that is. The happily divorced guy is very, very, very clear about his pie and what makes it up. And as I was talking to many men in the last few weeks, and men who may be looking at the end of their marriage and divorce, a lot of them are looking very, very excitedly at the idea of dating because they might have spent 10 or 20 years in a sexless marriage. Sometimes when I ask the guy, when you look at this new pie that you're creating, you're baking a new pie that's your new life, and unfortunately it does not include your wife in it at this time, tell me about the slices. First of all, tell me about the slice of pie that's called women. The slice of the pie that's called women, intimacy, / sexuality. How big is that piece of pie compared to the other parts of the pie? And most guys, because they don't quite know what the other parts of the pie are, they haven't even thought about it, so they don't know what the other slices are. They're like, 75%, 75%. It's going to be women, online dating. It's going to be sex. It's going to be a lot of sex. It's going to be crazy sex. It's going to be toy. It's going to be, they have this idea. And so their pie chart looks kind of funny. I'm going to show you what I mean here as we play with this pie chart. So we can toggle around with this, right? I've got a little spreadsheet here. We can play. But some guys will come in and they'll say, 50%, I'll tell you what, when I'm done with this bullshit, half of my pie is going to be this thing called women, intimacy, relationship, right? The intimate relationship. And then when we started investigating, well, what are the other parts of the pie? Whether things like a family, how much time you've devoted to your family, that is both your immediate family, children, sisters, brothers, fathers, mothers, uncles, grandmothers. What about your friends? In your social life? What about travel and hobbies and adventure, guitar, whatever you're doing, right? What about your career? What about your business that you're trying to build? What about building wealth for yourself to make up for what you lost in the divorce? Right? I had to face that head on, right? What about your health and personal growth? These are all slices of the pie. And look what happens. The bigger you make this thing called women and sex and romance and intimacy, let's say we make it 75%, boom. Well, this automatically changed some things. So I'd have to take family down to about 5% here, right, to do this. And all of a sudden, you start seeing these little bitty slivers of pie that is the rest of your life while you're trying to get laid. Now, I say that facetiously because we know it's more than trying to get laid. It's about connection. Some of you are in new relationships with women now. They adore you. They think you're amazing. They think they broke the mold when you were made. They think your wife is crazy for letting you go. And you hung the moon and the sex is amazing. Some of you have that, don't you? Give a thumbs up in the chat if you're one of those guys, because there's a lot, right? And one thing that you guys might have thought is that this big red part is that, and that's what you're going for. This is all really fun and great up until the point that it's not so fun and great anymore, right? And you realize that a hyper focus on the red part of the pie not only sabotages your effectiveness in all these other areas, and you start to feel empty there, hyper focus in the red area sabotages your success in the red area. Just like a hyper focus on not getting divorced can cause your divorce. So what we try to help guys understand is that you'll never be more magnetic. You'll never be more attractive. You'll never be more sexy as when you decide there are other things that need to be focused on. Let's say that we're going to put 30% into your career. Boom, all of a sudden, your career, your business and wealth building becomes a bigger portion. And when you bring passion and you bring enthusiasm and energy and focus and discipline and consistency into this, guess what the people in the red slice of the pie are noticing? They're noticing this unbelievably attractive man that they just need to get to know. Because when that red slice gets to be 75%, what we look like to the rest of the world is a fairly empty, desperate shell of a man. And the more energy you give to being insulted, offended, emasculated, whatever you think she's doing to us, I won't say you, to us, this red slice gets bigger and bigger and bigger at the expense of everything that makes you an attractive man. Back to the bottom line here, if we want to have a red hot, passionate relationship with a woman full of intimacy and sensuality and sexuality and connectedness, it doesn't come from making the red slice bigger. It comes from making yourself better